Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are having a great day so far. There's a couple of ways you can get a hold of me. One being, if you want to just go to my website, you can find every single place that you want to find me at Tuttle.net. Now, I love to interact with the listeners or supporters. I apologize. I shouldn't have insulted you by calling you listeners because I do consider you guys supporters. Without you, this show would not grow one single bit. It's all been because of word of mouth. But like I said, I like to interact with you guys. So if you could, please email me, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two Ds, tuttle@gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. Coming up on today's show, got some very interesting news stories. I got a very, very busy day. Things are moving along. Not for the good when it comes to my dad. I really don't feel like getting into it, but I probably will by the end of the week. I'll just keep it brief. I talked about this the other day, signing the DNR, and today he is officially in hospice. And that is just something like it's like I've known that this is going to happen. It happens to everybody. It really, really does. And I said I wasn't going to get into this, and I'm not going to be long. But knowing that he is now officially in hospice, it's like a reality. It's like, okay, people do not go to hospice to get better. No, that's where you go to die. And I know that I'm stating the obvious with everything, but it's like something tangible that is a big slap in the face saying, hey, dumbass, this is a reality. It's happening if you like it or not. So one of the first stories I wanted to get into, and I don't understand why we do this. Why is there the tradition of blowing up firecrackers, fireworks in general? I know that it makes a lot of people money, but I mean, we're also making a lot of money for China. Is this, you know, because most of the fireworks we shoot off during the celebration of our independence here in the United States, most of the fireworks, I would say pretty much all of them, are made in China. So, like, why hasn't a president come out? I'm surprised Donald Trump Ed never came out and was like, we're only buying American fireworks. And I don't know why my Donald Trump sounds Native American, but yeah, American made fireworks for the celebration of 4th of July. But from what I'm hearing now is in these news stories is that there is a great firework shortage. Why is it like, is this the way that they're, like, planning on jump-starting the economy? I know a lot of you guys are probably like, well, you know, the stock market's doing well. Don't give me the stock market's doing well bullcrap. I mean, a lot of Americans don't even have their money in the stocks. So don't even give me that excuse. The stock market is just a little cheat sheet of how well and how rich the richer are getting. So what I'm trying to say is that, yes, is this the way we're going to have shortages on everything? Oh, we got hacked. Our pipeline got hacked. Ooh, that's going to cause I always say that I don't want to be conspiracy theory guy, but I am becoming conspiracy theory guy. I guess I am. I mean, there's no fighting it. I find it kind of weird that we got hacked on our pipeline right before one of the busiest travel times because people have been all cooped up. We've got the vaccine now. So everybody's out and about. We had that, the great toilet paper thing, hand sanitizer. Yeah, all of that good stuff. But yes, so now we are having a shortage in fireworks.
Well, our first summer holiday is this weekend, but if you want 4th of July fireworks, you may want to start shopping now.
WCCO's Liz Collins shares the supply and demand concerns that could play a part in your plans.
Buy early.
All right, guys, listen, I love Josh Kale, but what the fuck is this guy doing selling fireworks? Listen to the pipes on this guy. This guy should be doing voiceover. Vulture, can we look in to see what this guy is doing? Because, I mean, I got to have this voice representing the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Maybe him and Josh Kale can do a little bit of, and put in an Amy Sinha. So Amy Sinha, Josh Kale, this fireworks owner, and a little menage a trois, like threesome of audio voiceover magic. Can we make that happen, please? I, you know, not to be a sicko, I'm willing to pay. I am definitely willing to pay to see that threesome. Listen to the pipes.
Buy early because stock is short.
The interstate stores are a staple of Western Wisconsin.
This should all be filled here.
But in Baldwin, Fireworks City shelves are looking more like the hand sanitizer aisle from months gone by.
I tell you, I guarantee you, but I know who does have fireworks. I bet Pyrospot. I bet Pyrospot is definitely not going to be running out of fireworks at all. So, yes, if you're going to go check that out. I mean, there are so many. That's the one thing about Florida. Florida has so many abundance of fireworks. Because guess what? We're a bunch of hillbillies down here, even though it's the flattest place in the United States. Yeah, we got a bunch of white trash people here. And guess what? If we can't get the fireworks, we'll make fireworks of our own. A little styrofoam and gasoline. Make some homemade napalm or something. Yeah, that's how we roll down here in the state of Florida. So we're not worried about your shitty-ass fireworks shortage. Because I bet Pyrospot's going to have their fireworks. You know that they are. But if we can't get them there, we're going to make them on our own. You betcha.
I'd say we're short by about 30%.
Co-owner Slay Rasmussen looks back on last summer, where no large fireworks shows were planned due to the pandemic, meaning bigger backyard celebrations.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, I know a lot of people, only the locals, will probably get this, but there should be no fireworks shortage at all around the Central Florida area because they're not doing Red Hot and Boom again this year. XL 106.7, they're not doing Red Hot and Boom. So, I mean, that place pretty much took up all the fireworks in Central Florida because that is by far one of the biggest fireworks celebration you're going to see right next to the one that Daytona International Speedway used to do for the Coke Zero or Pepsi 400 during July 4th weekend.
Now it's production delays in China from shutdowns that his staff saw coming last fall.
See? Fucking China. Fucking China. I don't want people to, like, think, oh, well, you know, Tuttle's being anti-Asian here. We have to cancel him. No. No. China's like, you know what? Let's put the screws to them. Not only, you know, according to Donald Trump, they gave us the Kung Flu or the China virus. I don't believe that, but, you know, I mean, come on. I got MAGA supporters that listen to the show all the time, so if it gets me a few listeners, let's do it. So what I'm trying to say is they're like, oh, yes, we can screw them as they celebrate America's birthday. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's exactly how it went. And hey, you'd be proud of me. I did not try to do an Asian accent at all.
We've been trying to work on it all winter.
7 of his shipping containers are still stuck overseas, and it's costing much more to get them here.
There's going to be an increase in prices just because shipping has doubled since last year.
Doubled.
Doubled? What the hell? You know what? Fuck you, Biden. Now, you know what? All right, so people, please stop posting all the, you know, you used to be able to buy those magazines that would tell you what, like, a gallon of milk was or a loaf of bread was the year you were born. Well, people are loving to post all this stuff of, you know, what a gallon of gas cost before Biden, what a yard of lumber cost before Biden, just all this stuff before Biden. And, you know, you might be right. You might be right on some of that stuff, but, I mean, come on, guys. Let's be honest, though. I mean, You're telling me all of this, all these higher prices is because of Biden? Come on. You don't think that Trump putting all these tariffs on goods and stuff coming into the country hasn't like increased the shipping by double? I mean, it works both ways. I'm just saying, open your eyes, white people.
In some cases, communities don't want to cover the price hike. While some haven't announced plans publicly just yet, Stillwater's mayor told us they'll still have a big party on the 4th, just without pyrotechnics.
We're way short on these.
Rasmussen says it's the assortment and novelty packs people might miss most.
You know, those novelty packs are pretty damn cool. Those little poppets, you know, those little like paper things you could just throw and they explode. I mean, not like explode, but they make a popping sound. And then you got the black snakes, which are the little like black disc you put on the ground, you light them, and then it looks like a big ass turd or black snake growing. I don't know. A lot of people probably find that erotic. Anyways, also, oh, the other one, man. We had Rottweilers growing up. We had Maggie and Hoss. Hoss really didn't give a damn. He was just a horny ass male dog that would just sit around. But Maggie, we ended up having to like put her inside the house because, you know, those little firework tanks that you light and then they roll. They're real cheap. They're made out of like paper mache. And then they usually catch on fire once like the front thing shoots off. Yeah, Maggie loved to eat those while they were still shooting off. And I mean, she didn't really get hurt that bad, but we learned our mistake after the year one of 4th of July with the two Rotties.
Again, reminding firework fans to stock up sooner rather than later. In Baldwin, Wisconsin, Liz Collin, WCCO 4 News.
Is it American holiday? Like, is 4th of July going to become like Cinco de Mayo in other countries? Because look at this, okay? Us as Americans, we are so, like, dumb, like, seriously, that we celebrate, like, we just look for days just to get fucked up, to get just absolutely shit-faced, and two of those being Cinco de Mayo and St. Patrick's Day. We absolutely love those. Like, even if we're not Mexican or Irish, we will celebrate the fuck out of St. Patrick's Day and Cinco de Mayo. Do you think, like, the 4th of July, America's Independence Day, is just going to be, like, another reason? Because I'm telling you what, like, if I was a part of other countries, I'd be like, you know what, these dumbass Americans, they're taking our holidays just for reasons to get just absolutely blitzed out of their mind. Let's take the 4th of July, and we'll bastardize it just like they have Cinco de Mayo and St. Patrick's Day. I think it would be a great rib. Like, if, take for example, okay, we beat the Brits in the Revolutionary War, whatever you want to call it, that we ended up beating them. That would be, like, them just, like, celebrating America beating the shit out of them to gain their independence. Like, if the Brits were just throwing tea into, like, one of the straits there, and just letting it float off like a message in a bottle or something. No. But it would be a great rib if they did that. I just think it would be funny as hell. All right, gonna take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir. Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com.
It's, Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. If you get a second, go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. While you're there, make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I put up any new content or go live on my YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/Tuttle. please do me a favor. Just even if you've already watched one of my videos, go back on, just turn the sound down, watch one of the videos. I'm trying to get to my goal, that threshold of 4,000 hours. I'm almost there. Probably already could have been there if it wasn't for all of the bullshit that I'm having to go through right now personally. But we'll get that all straightened out. We'll get that all situated. But don't forget youtube.com/Tuttle. Now, I don't know if it is just me, but am I the only one hearing or recognizing these fucking mockingbirds, which is a state bird of Florida, which I don't know. I'm pretty sure that they're protected. I don't know. But man, oh man, this mockingbird, they're idiots. They sit up on top of poles. They jump up and down. They're like, hey, look at me. Come eat me. Birds of prey. They never shut up. They never shut up. Here, I just recorded one. And luckily, I put up some pets. See, there he goes again. He's just jumping up and down. It's just like they have a death wish. See, that's the thing about it. People don't realize how, like, men, how important sex is to men. I mean, even guys, humans, they do risky things. They do dumb shit just to garner the attention of the opposite sex, just to be able to hook up with them. That's how important sex is to us. You know, I was hanging out with one of my friends who happens to be a girl yesterday. And she was talking to me about this guy that she is kind of attracted to. But there is a one thing, there's one little bitty thing that, let's just say, maybe is a turnoff for her. And he's got a bad tooth. He's got a bad tooth. And, you know, we have the type of relationship that I can talk to her. And I was like, listen. I still want to say her name, but I'm not going to because I don't want to blow this guy in. But trust me, if the shoe was on the other foot, like I said, you know, if it was you and it was me and, you know, you look the way that you look, which is like fantastic, hot as fuck, and you had a bad tooth, trust me, that bad tooth would not even be a roadblock. You know, I'm not going to let some tooth cock block me. And that's just the way that dudes are, a little bit different than women. Back to this mockingbird. He's risking it all on top of this pole, jumping up and down, making all types of noise, never shutting up. Like, I'm surprised a bird of prey has just not come by and taken him out just for being annoying as fuck. But here, listen, this is one bird, by the way. This is one bird. This is not multiple birds. This is one bird mimicking all the other birds that he has heard throughout his life. I gotta admit, even though it is annoying, and I said it is annoying, one of my favorite things every single week is watching CBS Sunday Morning on CBS, actually. it's hosted by Jane Pauley, and at the end of every single show, they do like this wildlife footage where they don't even talk. They just let you hear the sights and the sounds of some like wildlife refuge and stuff. That's kind of what this audio, it kind of has that little bit of the feel of CBS Sunday Morning. And I know a lot of you guys are probably listening to this. And you're probably like, oh, Tuttle, fucking suck it up. It's just a bird. No, it's not that it bothers me during the day. It's just at 5:30 in the morning, I don't need to be hearing the... And what is the point? Like, are mockingbirds that fucking horny that they can't even wait for the sun to come up just to try to get some ass? Like, I'm just saying... Because they are doing it nonstop, and it's just, It never stops. It's not that it's not that loud. It's just it is never ending onslaught of just impersonations. Well, guys, guess what? Guess who has finally made their triumphant return to the Tuttle Daily Podcast? I think it's been a week since we've last had her on, but it is the triumphant return of the Queen of the South. I haven't even listened to this news story yet. She just sent it to me out of nowhere yesterday. And I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to listen to it. We're going to kind of ad-lib this. Second City, a little whose line is it anyways? We're going to run with it. And I just want to see what type of news story the Queen of the South picked out. I want to see her delivery. I want to see how she ad-libs a little bit. I don't want her to be one of these people that just reads off a teleprompter. I want her to give some of her opinions. I mean, that's what everybody wants right now is opinionated journalism. They don't want the facts. They don't want fair and balanced. They want their opinions fed to them. People can't form their own opinions. They need to be told what their opinions are. And that is a sad state of affairs here in the United States of America.
Hey, y'all. It's the Queen of the South reporting the news for the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Have I got a story for you. Bombshell UFO report. U.S. military encounters.
Encounters? Coo-coo. Choo-choo. Encounters. Yeah, I mean, I love the delivery there. What was that? That got very, very Macon, Georgian to me. Encounters? Hey, the Air Force, Yeah, guess what? They encountered some of them UFOs the other day. QQ.
UFOs every day that far exceed its tech capabilities. An explosive report featured on CBS News 60 Minutes featured several former U.S. military officials who talked about what the U.S. government knows about unidentified aerial phenomena.
I'm sorry. I just love the way she said phenomenon. Like, I mean, that was, I'm sorry. I need to stop interrupting and just let this thing breathe. Let it just grow. Let it be its own organism and just let the Queen of the South just roll with it. Matter of fact, I don't even know why I'm interjecting. I just listen to her. It's like ASMR news, if I'm just being honest.
Most commonly referred to as UFOs. The segment comes ahead of a report that the military is supposed to deliver to Congress by next month. Former Director of National Intelligence John Radcliffe said in a recent interview that the findings will shock people because, frankly, there are more sightings than they have been made public.
All right. So a lot of you people probably think we're ready for this. Like, why haven't we been contacted yet? But we're not ready for this. We're not. Like, think about this, okay? America, they always like being the popular kid in the room. All right. So what do you think's going to happen, like, if the aliens come to us and visit the world, but they don't come to the United States first? Everybody's like, you know, oh, they expect that the aliens are going to do their reconnaissance, and they're going to come to us first. What if they don't? What if they go to, like, one of the smallest, like, underprivileged countries? Like, here, for example, say the aliens decide that they want to land their mothership somewhere near Haiti. And I only pick Haiti is because Haiti, you know, a lot of people just consider Haiti a poor third world country. You know, they're still recovering from that earthquake 10 years ago that was so bad. So what I'm trying to say is, what if the aliens go to one of these third world countries and are like, all right, so let's level the playing field here. Let's level the playing field here. Kind of like District 9. You know, where the aliens could only use their own weapons and stuff. What if they give the Haitians, they arm the Haitians, and the small little island of Haiti ends up becoming the next superpower, and we're all a bunch of Haiti bitches. Like, we're marking out the Haiti. Haiti is just, like, they got the best economy in the world. They got everything. Like, the biggest metropolis. Matter of fact, they basically kick everybody out, all 330-something, 350 million people out of the United States. We got to move and pack our shit, stuff ourselves into Haiti, and then the Haitians, they just get the room free. the Native Americans get to stay in the United States, but all the whiteys, all the other minorities, Mexicans, blacks, Asian, everybody, we have to go to Haiti. That would be the one thing that would just be like, you know what? We kind of deserve this. We deserve this. The aliens came down here. They were kind of like the big brother. They're like, all right, let's pick out the poorest country that we can. We're gonna give them a head start, and we're gonna fuck with America, China, Russia, England, all the big superpowers. Yes. Yeah. Fuck you. Haiti rules the world.
Newsworthy quotes from the 60 Minutes segment. Liu, the former U.S. military official that led the U.S. government's effort to investigate the UAP, imagine a technology that can do 600 to 700 G-forces, that can fly at 13,000 miles an hour, that can evade radar, that can fly through the air and water and possibly space. And oh, by the way, there's no obvious signs of propulsion, no wings, no controlled surfaces, and yet still can defy the natural effects of Earth's gravity. That's precisely what we're seeing.
Well, if you're a flat earther, then you really don't even believe in gravity. Flat earthers all say that gravity does not exist. Gravity is all made up by just the Freemasons. You know, you got to have a blood sacrifice to know what really, really is going on with gravity here, because we're a bunch of flat earthers and we're just trying to be cool. You know what? That is the reason why aliens have not invaded us yet. Or best, just kind of like give us a what's up or a dab, or, you know, to hit their arm and go, shee. I don't even know what that's about. I'm just trying to be cool by saying that stuff. So what I'm trying to say is, yeah, until we get rid of flat earthers, we're not going to get it. We're not going to get visited by intelligent life form, because they're like, all right, these are a bunch of retards. And I hate using the R word, but we are nothing but a big spinning globe of water with a bunch of R words just spinning around on it mindlessly, thinking that we got everything figured out, but we really, really don't. We're just fucking it up more.
Alonso on explanations for what people are witnessing. In some cases, there are simple explanations for what people are witnessing, but there are some that are not. We're not just simply jumping to a conclusion that's saying, oh, that's a UAP out there. We're going through our due diligence. Ryan Graves, a former Navy pilot, lieutenant, on how often the U.S. military encounters UAPs on the East Coast every day for at least a couple of years. Graves on what he thinks objects are. I would say, you know, the highest probability is it's a threat observation program.
I can almost guarantee you that this Navy pilot did not say, you know, I mean, maybe they do. Maybe they do put country bumpkins and fighter jets, but come on. I just don't understand how a military guy would be like, you know, yeah, they're just unidentified. I don't know what they are. You don't know what they are, so wouldn't that make them unidentified flying objects? Well, of course it would. Just use some common sense, you know.
Chris Mellon served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Intelligence with President Clinton and George W. Bush, and was on the staff of the Senate Intelligence Committee. These vehicles seem to have unlimited lauder time, which we don't have. We're limited in terms of altitude.
See, this is the reason why I like the Queen of the South. When she was describing an automobile, she used the word vehicle. Vehicle is a very Southern word to describe what a car is. Yeah, hey, I want to go up the store. All right. Here's the keys to the vehicle. Make sure you put some gas in it and bring it right back. Yeah, that's exactly how people in Florida, especially the South, describe a car. Vehicle.
It's hard to design something that can function well at ground level. They can go 60,000 or 80,000 feet and then drop back to the deck or drop to 20,000 feet. And you know, it's like a straight vertical line in seconds. The acceleration is beyond any, far beyond anything that we're capable of. There's nothing we can build that would be strong enough to endure that amount of force and acceleration.
You know what? I'm going to be up front. I'm shock jocking here. I am definitely shock jocking here. And this is in honor of my dad, who does not have very many days left here on this great planet Earth. But my dad always used to say, boy, I wish that I could get a pair of work boots that were made out of a woman's vagina. And I'm like, okay, Dad, all right, okay. Then he finally would explain. He was like, because you want to know why, boy? I'll tell you why, boy. Because no matter what you do, you can never wear out a vagina. Vagina always have snapback value. I don't know. My dad doesn't sound like a plantation owner. But what I'm trying to say is that my dad swore up and down that, you know what, diamond's not the most indestructible, hardest substance. It is not. No. My dad swore up and down. Like, he's like, look, son, your big ass head, like, if it did not destroy your mom's vaginal cavity or vaginal walls, then it is right there. Your head hit your mom's vagina lips, vagina, uterus, all of the above, to the highest endurance test it's always going to go through or ever go through with your big ass head. So, yes, son, that is why I want a pair of work boots made out of a woman's vagina. It is indestructible. It just is. You would not believe some of the stuff that I've seen on the internet go in and come out of a woman's vagina. It just, it defies all, like, rules of gravity, physics, whatever rules you want to put out there. It just defies them all, and that is a woman's vagina.
Orlando Weekly, best of Orlando. Write the Tuttle Daily Podcast in the category for best podcast not on the radio. Visit Tuttle.net, where you'll find a direct link, so you can't complain that it's too complicated. And if you don't live in Orlando, no problem. If you're a supporter of the show from anywhere around the world, you can vote too.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later, so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans, past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys have enjoyed today's show so far. I find this story a little weird, and I think with the way our country is going right now, with the way that medical marijuana, recreational marijuana is coming around, I don't really think that this is going to be a big issue. Because I'm telling you right now, our government, it just, right now, if you ever want to see how lobbyists control our country, and not the voters, the lobbyists, the ones that put the money in the politicians' hands, the ones that help people get reelected, the ones that are owed favors down the road, it is, you don't have to look any further than big alcohol, big tobacco, big pharmaceutical, and the weed industry. The weed industry does not kill a quarter of a percentage of the amount of people together that alcohol, tobacco, and pharmaceutical drugs do on a daily basis. But guess what? You can get those. You know, you're not even judged when you're a drinker. You're not judged when you're a smoker. Well, I do judge smokers, but. And then, oh, everybody thinks, oh, well, if a doctor writes it for me, then it must be legal. But right now, they're seeing a big uptick in people that are testing positive for marijuana in the job site. The coronavirus pandemic shook up the U.S. unemployment picture last year, but one trend persisted: a rising share of workers who test positive for marijuana. Big whoop-de-doo. The proportion of U.S. workers who tested positive for marijuana in urine climbed higher in 2020, while the overall share of positive drug tests plateaued last year, according to Quest Diagnostics. Well, hey, what happened to HIPAA? What happened to HIPAA laws? Why is Quest Diagnostics even giving out this type of stuff? One of the largest drug testing laboratories in the U.S., about 2.7% of the approximately 7 million drug tests Quest conducted on behalf of employers came back positive for marijuana. So you're telling me only 2.7? I thought that it would be higher. And let's be honest. Yeah, people might get a little dumb. They might get a little forgetful. Yeah, doctors should not be smoking and burning out before they're going to cut somebody open or work at an emergency room, or just somebody that needs to be on top of their stuff. Yeah, maybe not so good for you, but come on, man. Like, seriously, I gotta tell you right now, there'd be far less few fights here in the country, whole lot less more mass shootings, because I'm telling you right now, when you're high, the last thing you want to do is just go, like, murder or murk a bunch of people. It's like, no. I'd rather just go to the 7-Eleven, get some taquitos, some cheap-ass pizza, maybe one of those amazing bomb-ass Italian wrap sandwiches that they have at 7-Eleven. And yes, they're not an advertiser, but if I'm telling you right now, get the Italian wrap at the 7-Elevens, you will thank me later. So when are we finally going to wake up and realize that, you know, marijuana is, like, could be so beneficial for us here in the United States of America? Taxes alone. I mean, look at what Colorado's doing. We are just creating a black market for marijuana. We really, really are. I mean, that was proven with what we did with Prohibition back in the day. So why are we not just like, all right, smoke it up, people. Far less fights, add games. Yes, get rid of the beer sales at sporting events. You're going to have way less fights. And people are like, well, we're going to lose a lot of money on beer sales. No, my friend. Start selling pot in the stadium. Let them get high as hell. And then you're going to make up. Look, it's a 2-for-2. It's a Tijuana butt fuck. Everybody's getting fucked on this one. And look, they're getting high. You're going to make money off of the highness. Then they're going to go to the concession stand, spend like $50, $60, maybe even $100 on food and refreshments. No bubbles, no troubles. Like, you're probably ahead of the game from selling alcohol. I'm just saying. So I don't understand why this has like been like some big thing. Oh my God, more people are smoking marijuana. You know what? I think everybody should start smoking weed because it's going to make you more creative. Yeah, you might eat a little bit more. Yes, you might have to replace refrigerator doors a little bit more for as much as you're opening them. But you know what? That's the price of doing business. It's a lot better than people dying of kidney and liver failure. People that are getting killed by drunk drivers. People that are dying from cancer because of cigarettes. People that are overdosing on opiates like fentanyl and OxyContin and stuff like that. So, yeah. Guys, get off your high horse. Let's make this weed legal all across the board. Let's start reaping the benefits of the tax money. And let's just start shipping it out. Because I'm telling you right now, there's no other country that is growing better weed than here in the United States of America. Like, USA, baby. USA, USA, USA. Yeah, we might not be able to win the World Cup, but we will put our dankest of weed up against any of you asshole countries out in the world. Just no doubt about it. It's not being cocky. It's just saying, hey, straight cash, homie. All right, taking off. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketPairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Sirach. Show voiceover services brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
A society grows great when old men plant trees, the shade of which they know they will never sit in. Good people do things for other people. That's it, the end.